Hey there, friends. It's Nick. It's episode 228 of the Story Hacker podcast. And I apologize. I'm so sorry. If you listened to yesterday, you will know that, well, I left you hanging, didn't I? And it wasn't, you know, the cliffhanger of cliffhangers, but I just decided not to talk about something. But I'm going to carry on with this today because this journey that I'm on, and in a sense, the podcast, if you go back 227 episodes, is about stories in the kind of the micro, but it's also about my story, I suppose, or the story of my business in the macro sort of sense. And you know, I hope one of the things that's been useful, if you've been listening along, is you can see you can literally see the cogs in my head going around very slowly. And one example of this is you know, like months ago, I had this thought pop into my head. I had this line that I typed: people who tell better stories get better lives. But it took a long time for me to move from that to realizing that that was a potentially a social good, a way of doing this thing that I love, that I'm passionate about, that I'm, you know, studying and working on and trying to teach, about taking it outside of just me thinking about me and making money and what have you, and taking it to a wider audience. And you know, part of the power of that is that I have found a cause that is bigger than myself. You know, something I'm passionate about. If we take as true the fact that people who tell better stories get better lives, and I do believe that, I really do, and we've talked about the three levels of that in the past week or so, then helping people in the world to tell better stories is adding value, and it's an incredibly inexpensive way of adding value. And I think what I was going to say yesterday was that my adoption of these principles for me means that I'm automatically against some other things. And I talked yesterday about marketing, about how, you know, a lot of marketing is manipulative and shallow, and I can see a kind of a movement or a manifesto that is evolving that helps me not only position my business but also benefit the world, because in some senses, you know, the way we market things is broken. And I think this is accelerated because of the internet and because of the way marketing is done on the internet. And I've talked about you know, people like Russell Brunson, who I think have got amazing, he's developed amazing tools and amazing body of knowledge. Christ, that guy knows some things. But you know what? When I look at how he does it, in the pit of my stomach, I feel uncomfortable. And recently I've talked about the Tiny Little Businesses site, Andre Chaperon's site. And when I go there and when I think about what he's saying, it just makes me happier. It makes me feel like a better human being. About giving value first and about drawing people to me in a positive way rather than perhaps scaring people into buying my stuff. This is a one-time offer. You only get to do it now. And I've still got some of these things in the marketplace. So, you know, there's some change coming for me too. But I think, you know, one of the things I've decided about my business is that it is a referral business fundamentally. It's not pushing itself out there. Does that make sense? I think it really does. And I think this idea of standing for something, which means you stand against something, is really important. It's conflict, right? It's part of the story. And I think it's going to be something that I'm going to be thinking about more and talking about more as this podcast goes on. So in the meantime, thanks for listening. Thanks for subscribing. And I hope you, if you're listening to this on the day it was broadcast, I hope you have a lovely Sunday. And remember, your story means business.